Yeah, like what's the drug that everybody's doing
ayahuasca.
In Central America? Yeah, ayahuasca. Yeah.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Americans who rely on key drugs to manage or battle health issues and illnesses have noticed a shortage due to supply chain issues lingering from the pandemic and also a surge in use of some of those drugs. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer today calling on Congress to address the shortage of some 300 critical medications.
From cancer drugs to everyday generics that deal with things like ADHD and asthma and even common infections, they're out of stock. Our doctors and our patients are near panic.
Schumer calling for new laws on Congress requiring more transparency for drug makers and, he says, to help boost U.S. production. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Beijing this weekend meeting with his counterpart. China's readout so far of that meeting signaling that Taiwan is at the center of talks and tensions. Searing temperatures again in parts of Texas and Louisiana today, taxing the state's power grid once again as electricity use soars too. This is ABC News. Two new studies from the Endocrine Society are shedding light on gender-affirming care, and experts say they echo earlier research.
The first study focuses on 82 transgender teens at one health center who were prescribed hormone therapy treatments. It found only three stopped taking the treatment during the study and none detransitioned. The second study tracked the difference between two groups of transgender teens who received hormone therapy. One group got it right away. The other group was on a three-month waiting list. The report found the first group saw larger improvements in gender dysphoria, depression, and suicidality than the group that had to wait for treatment. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu signaled today that his far-right government will move ahead with plans to change the country's judicial system. That after talks aimed at finding a compromise solution appear to be falling apart, the move sparked months of mass protests across Israel over concerns it will undermine democracy. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Summer has finally arrived in Wisconsin, and it's time to make your brand shine. Become a weather sponsor in the month of June and take advantage of a very special offer. Buy one weather sponsorship for just $75 and get a second sponsorship free. Yup, BOGO. That's 20 ads per day for 2 days every hour. This weather sponsorship buy one, get one offer absolutely ends on June 30th. Call now, 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. It's BOGO. 608-949-8989.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation. The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar. The Eagles soar and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. A new annual report says kids in Wisconsin are doing better than most around the country. But as Mike Moan reports, there's room to do better.
The research from the Annie E. Casey Foundation now includes firm data from post-pandemic years, giving policy groups and nonprofits a better sense of how childhood development was affected by the crisis. Emily Mayota of the statewide policy group Kids Forward says Wisconsin ranks 10th in the nation for overall child well-being, but she adds it's clear that many families are still struggling and not lending added support will only worsen outcomes.
Parents need jobs with family-sustaining pay, affordable housing. But when parents are unemployed or are earning low wages, their access to resources to support their kids' development is more limited.
The report says 13% of Wisconsin children are living in poverty, and Mayota says the crisis has exacerbated disparities in economic well-being. Nationally, there were worsening trends in reading and math scores and more kids whose parents lack secure employment. There's also been a significant increase in the number of babies born at low birth weights. One of the main themes from this year's report was the lack of access to affordable child care. The Casey Foundation's Leslie Bossier says there are significant challenges.
Affordability for families is a huge challenge, and at the same time, early child care workers are among the lowest paid in the country.
In 2021, Wisconsin's average cost of center-based child care for a toddler was more than $12,000. That's 11% of the median income for a married couple and 36% of a single mother's income in the state. Mike Moen, Wisconsin News Connection.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold, 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. What you're about to hear is about more than just football. It's about life. This is Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Now, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Wipe the dust out your eyes. And we got to listen to Earl. Hi, Earl. Hi, Earl. This is Miss Anonymous.
All right. Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger. And we've got a very special guest this morning, the mayor of the city of Milwaukee, none other than Mr. Cavalier Johnson. Good morning to you, Mayor Johnson. How you doing, sir?
Doing all right, gentlemen. How are you guys doing?
All right, man. You ever hear this other guy on the other end of the phone?
I hear him. I hear him. The Grave Digger himself.
None other than the Grave Digger. So, Mayor Johnson, every Monday we normally have a conversation with the Grave Digger, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, and because we couldn't get you in at any other time, we're going to certainly kind of usurp that for now, but this is really an important time for the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County with tremendous decisions that have to be made that will impact and affect the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County for decades to come. Where are we right now with the decision that is going to have to be made? Your thoughts? The Common Council is in a position that will determine the future of our city for some time to come. You say what, sir?
You're absolutely right. This has been 30 years in the making, 30 years in the making, where the city of Milwaukee has been underfunded, has had a loss of shared revenue that's been diverted by the state to other priorities. And the fact that the city of Milwaukee has not been in a position to utilize a tool such as a local option sales tax to pay for services that every other major city in the United States is able to take advantage of. All right, Milwaukee has been on an island when it comes to major cities in the U.S. And after 25, 30 years of infighting on this, of trying to get an increase in shared revenue, of trying to implement a sales tax to capture dollars from the visitors who come here, from the folks who live in the suburban communities who come to Milwaukee every day for work or play, we're finally there. We worked with the legislature, we worked with the governor, and there's an agreement presently to both increase shared revenue and to present Milwaukee the opportunity to implement a local option sales tax. And the state government has indicated that the Common Council, the local elected body, will be the vehicle in which we would be able to implement this new sales tax via an ordinance. And now it's up to the Common Council to vote on that. And the question before the council is this. Like, are we going to allow ourselves to divert course from flying off this fiscal cliff that's been 30 years in the making by voting to accept this sales tax, to make sure we preserve and increase police service, that we preserve and increase fire service, that we keep our libraries open in Milwaukee, or not? Are we going to go and fly off that cliff? So that's really the lay of the land right now. That's the choice, preserving, protecting, and growing services in Milwaukee, or allowing us to go insolvent. And my experience and my belief, my experience as a council member in the past and my belief as mayor is that when big questions like this come before the city council, they typically will vote to make sure that they protect the interests of the city. And so that's what I expect this time around as well.
So a couple things, Mayor Johnson. Gilbert is from Detroit. And I remember when Detroit wound up going into receivership. I don't think they've ever recovered from that. Gilbert, you remember when those things happened in Detroit?
Absolutely. I mean, it's a thing where you got your eye on it, and then it really happens, and then it really takes over. So it's a point where, you know, you're walking around, there's no streetlights, you know, around the city of Detroit.
Even today.
I mean, how does that happen? How does that happen?
Even today? You know?
Even today, man. I mean, if you start off with, okay, we're bringing in three or four casinos, and we building around those three or four casinos, and it's spiraling out. The people on the outside are pissed off because the people on the inside of that spiral are getting what they need. On the outside, they're not. So, you know, it's a give and take type thing, but you got to take.
So Mayor Johnson, let me say this to you. I think that as a taxpayer, a lifelong resident of the city, and a property owner, that we, the citizens of the city, need to be as educated as we possibly can about this decision. And my fear is that far too many citizens and property owners may not know in totality what is happening here. And I had some conversations with people. I think it's important that we, the community, understands totally what we're up against. And so even though it's a representative government, our elected officials need to be made aware of what we, the citizens' thoughts are, and we need to be educated before those decisions are made. Your thoughts?
Well, you know, Earl, I don't disagree with that notion. Again, I have pointed out when I've been in the committee rooms testifying on this really historical opportunity for Milwaukee to have the resources that it needs to survive, to continue providing services that citizens like yourself depend on and your neighbors depend on. When I've been in these rooms, I tell folks, yes, I'm the new mayor, and new being relative here. I mean, the previous mayor was here for nearly 20 years. I'm here for just over one
right
now. I tell them that, you know, these issues are not new.
Correct.
These issues are they're not brand new. I point out the fact that the Wisconsin Policy Forum has been writing up reports and discussing this issue going back to 2009. You know, that's the year that I graduated from college, 2009, right? The bell has been ringing on this for well over a decade, you know, educating anybody who would pick up, copies of that report, anybody who would watch the news and see the producers of the report talking about the impending financial doom, anybody who would pick up a newspaper and read about those issues as well. So, and even now, you know, with the conversations with you, with the conversations I've had with, you know, other media outlets, you know, we're working to make sure that folks understand exactly what's at stake here. And it's all those things that I mentioned, right? If we don't get these resources. You know, if we don't take up the opportunity to have this historical investment in our local government operations, you know, we'll be looking down a future, much like Detroit did, that you and Gilbert are talking about, right? Where our services will be severely diminished. If folks have concerns about public safety, for instance, if folks are concerned about that, well, if we don't get these resources, that means, you know, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of police officers not on the beat anymore. If folks are concerned about, you know, fire service, and not even just fire service, because the fire department responds to medical emergencies too. They respond to non-fatal shootings. If they don't want to see those non-fatal shootings become fatal in some instances, just imagine what our reality would be if there's hundreds and hundreds of firefighters who are no longer on the job because we have to close the budget gap without these additional resources. You know, if folks are concerned about, you know, having a safe place for kids to go, or having investment in their neighborhoods like we've been seeing over the past decade with the city of Milwaukee rebuilding, reconstructing, modernizing our library system for the 21st century, just imagine where we would be if we don't have these resources. Our library system would basically be non-existent.
So, Mayor Jensen, I understand all of those things, and I agree with you on what would happen if this thing didn't move forward. But I'm also aware, as many others are aware, of the stipulations that they put in place that force people to even look at it with a jaundiced eye. You know, the fact that, you know, they're taking away local control over so many things. And they kind of put you and others in a position where, you know, you had to make a decision and had to give some things up that people probably would have never thought they would have to give up, because there was no choice in the matter. Because after the end of the conversation, it was whether or not these resources were going to come into the city or not. It's just shameful, in my opinion, that all these other things had to be given up for that.
Yeah, you know, and I have gone on record publicly, you know, again, at those committee hearings at the Assembly, at the committee hearings at the Senate, as well as in my private conversations with Republicans as well, that I have a strong aversion to their imposition on local control and their desire to implement, you know, these policies that only affect Milwaukee and are not related to the financial issue that we find ourselves to be in.
Draconian policies.
But, you know, I didn't go in and say, hey.
No, I know. It's not, Mayor Johnson, I'm not blaming you for any of these things. Because, as you stated, those of us who've been around long enough know this occurred long before you even got into office. And for people to somehow think that there was something you just getting into office could do to change what, you know, the state has been doing to the city of Milwaukee for far too long is just not true. You know, this happened long before you got there, and your hands were tied as well as the county executive hands were tied. So, listen, I know you got a couple minutes.
I think I got a couple minutes, yeah.
Okay, we got to go to a quick break. When we get back, we'll continue the conversation. Mayor Cavalier Johnson's on the line. We'll be right back.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
Hey, this is Joey Erickson at Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me at joey.erickson@civicmedia.us.
Could there be a better name? Auto Value Parts Stores. They aren't just about air fresheners or fuzzy dice. Auto Value Parts Stores are all about parts, auto parts, and advice. pros who know auto parts with tons of tips when you need them the most. You want real value? Don't go to a place with a cute name. Go to Auto Value. Could there be a better name? I didn't think so. Your Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts, we've got the smarts.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I want to, you know, put them under the gun.
Okay. Ain't that what you're doing in
no,
in a nice way?
I could really put him under the gun if I chose to. If he is a Republican,
oh man. My God, really? Oh, fella.
Hey, I had a Republican that I beat up last week. Something awful, man. Brought to
you by the did you?
Yeah, man. I really put it on him.
And he ain't calling back no more than him.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
No, he didn't call in. He wouldn't call in. That's why I had to jump on him.
Oh. Temperatures reach up to 70. You got the stripes. You got to wear them.
Cloudy skies expected tonight. Scattered thunderstorms likely. 50. Scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 63. Cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 48 degrees.
At 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. If you are joining us and you're looking for Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, he's on, but we had a conversation. I asked if we could get the mayor on to talk about what is a critical decision time for the city of Milwaukee. And so Gilbert's in the background, and I'm thanking him for that. Mayor Johnson, I just wanted to say, and that's why I asked you to hang on, what you and County Executive Crowley have done in your short period of time in office, we are very proud of. You walked into a hornet's nest. This has been brewing for a long, long time, as you stated. And clearly there was not even conversations between the former mayor, the former county executive, and the state legislature. Safe to say that, right?
I think it's safe to say that if those conversations were happening, they certainly didn't lead to the point where we are now. I mean, I think that it was a desire of the former office holders to get something done. I mean, they saw the same fiscal cliff coming. But now, you know, with County Executive Crowley and myself, we were able to get over whatever hurdles may have been there and actually, you know, get to some agreement. And I think that's what we should be celebrating right now.
In total agreement, I'm not going to hold you any longer. I just wanted to say that one of the things that I know I'm looking to do and some conversations that I've had with others is to at least bring citizens into forums so they understand the magnitude of what is going to happen in this city. Everybody, unfortunately, doesn't listen to radio. Everybody, unfortunately, doesn't listen to policy forums. And there's so many people in our community who are uninformed. And I think that it's critically important that these people be informed, Mayor Johnson, so that the decisions that will impact their lives and our lives are made based on them having the proper information, and that way, you know, we can move forward knowing that these decisions have been made in an educated manner.
Yeah, no, and I appreciate that. Look, we are doing the circuit and going around and having conversations with folks as frequently as possible. Just as a matter of fact, just yesterday, I was over at Holy Redeemer Church for the community baby shower and having these conversations with community members there.
Right.
So we were there focused on, you know, the one issue. But this also came up, and we had conversations, you know, with folks that were interested and concerned about this issue as well. So we're working.
I know. So my thing is, Mayor Johnson, you guys can't be everywhere, and so we need an all hands on deck information to get out to our community. And so it's great what you guys are doing, but you know, those of us who can will need to at least make sure that we help in that manner. Gilbert, there's something you wanted to ask the governor, I mean the mayor, before we let him go.
First of all, Mayor Cavalier Johnson, that's a hell of a name. That is a hell of a name. Second of all, I ain't going to be as long-winded as Earl. I just want to get an opportunity to maybe pull on your earlobes about these kids in Milwaukee. Hopefully I can get a chance to come in and sit down in your office and have a good conversation with you.
Yeah, I mean that sounds great, and I know, you know, the work that you've done over years with the camps over at North Division. I've seen you there many years before I was mayor, and I've appreciated the work that you've done. We've got a strong focus on that, working with young people. I come from youth serving organizations myself, participating in those growing up, so I know the value in those, and I'd love to have that conversation with you.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
All right, Mayor Johnson, I want to thank you very much for taking the time out. It's always good to talk to you.
All right, gentlemen. Thank you guys very much. Yeah. Have a great day.
Keep up the good work. Okay.
Yes, sir.
That's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee, Cavalier Johnson. You know, Gilbert, young man, weight of the world on his shoulders, a decision that's going to be made that now is out of his control. It's in the control of the common counsel for the city of Milwaukee. You're from Detroit. And I remember telling people, when Detroit was faced with a similar situation and the city of Detroit went bankrupt. Mm-hmm. And as you stated, it's never recovered. That's almost 30 years ago.
Yeah, it's a long fight back up, man.
Yeah.
A long fight back up.
Because I've heard some people say, well, let us go bankrupt. I said, man, you don't know what you're talking about, right?
No, man, you don't. That's more empty houses. That's right. More a lot of things being taken away and a lot of programs taken away. And people don't realize it until it happens.
Right.
Don't let it happen.
Yeah, you know, man, because I remember Detroit as the Motor City.
Hustle,
right?
And bustle.
Yeah.
Motown.
Yeah. Detroit was one of the most powerful cities, black cities in the United States during
now,
those times.
Now it's banking on these casinos downtown, and they done pushed all the sports teams downtown. You know what I'm saying? So it's a revitalization that's happening slowly, though.
So when we get back, Gilbert, we got some stuff we want to talk about. Is under the helmet with the grave digger.
Thank is you, it? Is it, man? Is it?
Thank you
it should
for
be under the grave. It should be under the grave with Earl Ingram.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 12:15, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn directs WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Americans who rely on key drugs to manage or battle health issues and illnesses have noticed a shortage due to supply chain issues lingering from the pandemic and also a surge in use of some of those drugs. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer today calling on Congress to address the shortage of some 300 critical medications.
From cancer drugs to everyday generics that deal with things like ADHD and asthma and even common infections, they're out of stock. Our doctors and our patients are near panic.
Schumer calling for new laws on Congress requiring more transparency for drug makers, and he says to help boost U.S. production. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Beijing this weekend meeting with his counterpart. China's readout so far of that meeting signaling that Taiwan is at the center of talks and tensions. Searing temperatures again in parts of Texas and Louisiana today, taxing the state's power grid once again as electricity use soars too. This is ABC News.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cows' milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant, 1894 in the Walpole Pawn area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of our cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Join us in thanking our farmers by celebrating June Dairy Month. For the Civic Media Network, I'm Terry Barr.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
I've been a tireless public servant for over a decade. Before that, worked nearly 6 years on Wall Street. I'm an economist, a lawyer, and somebody who cares deeply about whether or not what our politicians are doing make each of our lives better. Come tune in to The Maggie Dawn Show, where those who know want to go.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Mondays through Thursdays at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number under the helmet with the grave digger. So Gilbert, you're a movie buff, huh?
I enjoy my movies. Yes, I do.
You know, prior to maybe the last, when COVID came in, I think I've never saw a movie all the way through, man.
Really?
Yeah, I couldn't watch a movie all the way through.
What'd you unless do, fall asleep?
Unless it was sci-fi.
What'd you do, fall asleep?
Yeah,
what?
Man.
Yeah. You had nothing to do. You couldn't go nowhere.
COVID
you slept all day.
Yeah, COVID is when I first finally saw, I think, a movie all the way through. I just couldn't.
No,
there's man. Something about it, man. It would put me to sleep. Yeah, unless it was a sci-fi movie, you know.
No.
You would have made a good sci-fi creature, man.
Creature? Creature?
No, man, I'm only joking. So tell me this, Gilbert. You what are the kind of movies, man? You love movies, man. What kind of movies?
Man, but you know what? I want to set the scene. The summertime movie lineup, you know, it's action, it's superheroes flying all over the place. It's all kind of good movies coming out. And to be honest with you, it's back-to-back weekends, man, that they got some great movies coming out.
Like what?
They had 2 weeks ago, Across the Spider-Verse. Oh, my God. Okay. You laughing, but that movie grossed well over any kind of crazy movie you like.
The reason I'm
like.
Laughing is because how many times they going to trot out Spider-Man?
Who is Miles Morales? Who is Spider-Man?
I don't know, man.
Peter Parker, right?
Yeah, right, Peter Parker.
Miles Morales is the new Spider-Man. His color is not Caucasian.
Okay.
If you understand what I'm saying.
There's a black Spider-Man?
Miles Morales, yes. And everybody love him.
It's still Spider-Man.
It's still Spider-Man, though. Yes. And the week after that came the Transformers movie, which I haven't seen yet. And then after that, The Flash is coming out with Michael Keaton. Keaton, let me finish, man. Michael Keaton as Batman. Remember Michael Keaton, Batman, 1989?
Michael Keaton as old as I am.
Well, jump in there and tell him that and see if he don't slap some sense into you. Go on. Go on and tell him how old he is.
Listen, man, that's just like Harrison Ford. He's about 80 years old. What's the name of the movie Harrison Ford?
Indiana Jones, man. I'm ashamed of you.
What?
That's just like somebody telling you too old to get on this microphone.
Man, he's 80 years old. He shouldn't be playing Indiana Jones.
Yes, he should. You want to know why?
Why?
Because the fans want it. They missed him as Indiana Jones. If he can still run and jump and put that whip on,
listen, man,
he can do his thing.
He's 80 years old. I'm guaranteeing you he can't run and jump.
I love to see him do his thing as Indiana Jones one more time. Just like they said about Rocky. Oh, my God. He's too old to throw a punch. He's still in there.
So you like superhero movies?
I love them.
Yeah.
Any kind. Marvel, DC, you name it. I'm not a one guy that's, I'm just a Marvel fan. Oh, I'm just, no. Any kind of superhero movie, I'm going to watch it.
Well, so
even Shazam, they said was so bad, but I'm going to watch it.
Well, Shazam, man. Wasn't that with Shaq?
Stop.
Oh, I don't know, man.
Calvin, cut his mic. Please cut his mic. Please. Hey, man. He's making me look bad.
So, you know, you this big movie buff. And yes. And you said you still got all the different kinds from VHS to Blu-ray. Yes. You know,
I got all of them. VHS, Blu-ray, laser disc.
So, man, I stopped owning the movies when streaming came out.
Streaming. Well, I'm a hard copy dude, man. I still go to Best Buy and get my movies.
Wait, there's still a Best Buy?
Oh, my God, what is wrong with
you? I don't know, man. I thought they went out of business.
Best Buy ain't gonna never go out of business.
Oh, I was thinking, Best Buy.
Somebody of PhD that knows something about the brain, please give her a call. Please give him a call.
So here's where we are, man. Right now we're in between with football, right? Football is right now, as I scour everything, people wonder why aren't you talking about football? Well, that's why it's under the helmet with the Gravedigger. Because right now football is ramping up. Okay,
I can smell it.
And you know what? I'm not looking to rush it. Normally,
no.
I can't wait to get football and make it happen. But man, we don't want the summer to go that quick.
No, we don't, man. Right. We want to talk. That's why it's under the helmet, right? We talk about a whole kind of stuff, you know.
Yeah.
You know, any kind of sport. Just like this. I love MMA, right?
Oh, yeah.
The GOAT, Amanda Nunes, fought last week.
And she retired.
I almost cried, man.
Yeah.
She is among the elite when she throw them hands. So, OMG.
So for women who may not understand it, but man, you know, I've seen some of those women in martial arts, and I used to believe, man, there was no woman who could whoop me.
Earl, any woman can whoop me. Literally and physically whip you.
Amen. So, but I started watching those women. And women are some great athletes, man.
You know what?
I grew up in a time when women, they played tennis, golf. They didn't do too many physical sports, but women today, man, a little bit different.
Women today are an athlete that can compete in every sport on this planet. I am basically ashamed that we don't have a professional NFL like team on TV. Every sport, women. I mean, NBA. Yeah, NBA got the women's league. WNBA. Why can't the NFL have the women's league?
Well,
these girls out here be putting it down, man.
Well, Gilbert, they did have a women's football league on television. Remember,
they was half naked.
Though. Yeah.
That shouldn't be, man. They should be able to put on the uniform and go out and ball. I've seen women that got the passion to ball. You know what I'm saying? They put the work in to ball. It's a lot of leagues out here that don't get no recognition.
That's true.
And they need that recognition. You need to have a league for let these girls go out and play football and let these guys know that these girls can hit too.
So, you know, Gilbert, I saw some of the women. It's pretty physical, man.
You better say it right. You better say it right.
What do you mean? I mean, they were in lingerie. But that part of it, I wasn't, you know. The only reason I watched it is because, you know, I'm a radio talk show host. I got to be able to say what I'm seeing, and that's the only reason I was watching it, so I'd be able to let people know.
That was the only reason. Well, that's the only reason.
I know. But anyway,
why do you think women watch football? Because they like the physicality. They like the guys in the tight pants. And some of them even really enjoy it as a fan.
Well, I
can't. So why wouldn't they want to play in a game like that?
Well, women playing football.
I encourage it.
Well, I see it. I see them playing basketball and to be quite honest,
soccer.
Baseball, softball, whatever. Their skill levels are really high.
Yeah, they are.
They just don't have the physical.
They do have a physical, Earl. They don't have to go against no man. They have to go. They stay in certain situations with certain women, and they're gonna play the game. You know what I'm saying? Well, like we play the game. I mean, it's some men out there that shouldn't even touch the football.
Well, you know, Gilbert, they would clearly have to start something like that on a high school level. And yeah, you got to ask the questions. Why wouldn't they start it there? And then college, that's where that has to start, right?
Yes, it will be a big market for a college to start a football team. You know what I'm saying? It will be a big market for it to start in high school, just because now you're getting more kids in the game, you're getting more equipment out, you're spending more money, you're doing this, that, or the other. It's a shame that the women are not being able to be in a professional league.
Yeah, well,
real professional league, not that lingerie.
Football is, you played it. I mean, that's a monster game, man.
It is.
You know, that's you dishing out hurt and pain on people.
And I know some women that will dish out that hurt and will dish out that pain.
Well, I'm glad I don't
some
know.
Some tough any. Cookies.
Hey, I'm glad I don't know any.
You keep on talking, you will. Keep on talking, chump.
hey, man. So let's do this, man. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789 under the helmet of the Grave Digger. So Gilbert, right now, while football is kind of dormant, and we say it's dormant, but for the guys who are fighting for positions, this is a hot time for them, right?
Absolutely. I mean, you're coming out, you got to worry about the new guys that's showing up on campus, as you say. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And you got to, and like we was talking about earlier about the OTAs, and people don't understand why this, that, and because, you know, for the most part, an OTA is to familiarize the young guys with what's going on at 1265 Lombardi Avenue. It's a point where we get these guys in, we do all this, that, and the other. So when training camp come, we ain't got to rehash the wheel. Y'all in this thing, and we going for it.
Let me ask you, man. When it's a time like now in Lambeau, it hasn't been like that for a while. You got a lot of young players coming in, more so than normal. And how do veterans feel when they see these young cats hungry? You know, you've been out there 3 or 4 years. You got some bumps and bruises. You got some millions on your contract. And it's a hungry young cat coming up. Are you aware of them cats around you?
Absolutely. And the great veterans pull those young guys in and help them
out. Yeah, but I'm talking about not the starters, but some cat who, you know, second string, third string, they got to be terrified.
Yeah, they got to be terrified, man. Yeah, I mean, because what they say, not for long. That's the thing for the NFL, not for long, man. But you got to be confident in your skills. And if you got any doubt, I mean, it's just like the young athlete nowadays have a lot of doubt. You got to keep reassuring them. You got to keep pulling them along. That's just how the new athlete is. And we, as veterans, no matter if you're a 1 year, 2 year, or 3 year guy, we got to help them out, man. I mean, don't be afraid that you.
Even if they're coming
out. Even if they're coming out your job, because I always encouraged it. I had young guys coming up, Steve Warren, all these guys coming up. I didn't shy away from them. I helped those guys because eventually they're going to be in your shoes.
All right, got to go to the break. 844-967-2789 is the number. Under the helmet with the Grave Digger. We'll be right back.
Junior Mafia, represent, baby.
One call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin
or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255. Summer has finally arrived in Wisconsin, and it's time to make your brand shine. Become a weather sponsor in the month of June and take advantage of a very special offer. Buy one weather sponsorship for just $75 and get a second sponsorship free. Yup, FOGO. That's 20 ads per day for 2 days every hour. This weather sponsorship buy one, get one offer absolutely ends on June 30th. Call now, 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. It's FOGO. 608-949-8989.
Apple pie, fireworks, parades, red, white, and blue. Civic Media loves 4th of July, and we hope you do too. Would your business benefit from reaching hundreds of thousands of radio listeners? Show your American pride by helping sponsor radio promos, celebrating Independence Day, listing safe fireworks displays, and honoring military veterans. If your business would like to be involved, email your name and phone number to info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
We've all felt left out.
And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You know me. Are you comfortable? Oh, yeah. Make it right. Uptown. Hev D, y'all. In the house. Once again. Make you comfortable, make love the bull, what? You don't stop, that's what they call me, boo. That's what they call me.
Keep on coming.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Monday, that means under the helmet with the gravedigger. You know, Gilbert, that's got to be a tough thing, man. You know this cat's coming for your job, and you know he's hungry. You know he doesn't have the bruises, bumps and bruises, and you know more than anything else, he's cheaper than you.
Sometimes. Sometimes he could be more than you, and pushing him to take your job. Eventually, something got to give.
So this whole, because football is a team game, and everybody who's in you know, that's a Packer. Everybody, I don't care if they're coming off the street, and they put him in that green and gold, and he put on that helmet. All of y'all won, right?
I wouldn't say we all won because we all got a common goal. That's to get to the championship. And whoever steps up to win that position is going to help us win the championship. And sometimes it's a long road, and sometimes it's a road that can't be traveled for some guys.
Yeah, so do you have to build this camaraderie? That has to be built. Can it be camaraderie when they first come into the camp, rookie camp, and all of that? Or does the camaraderie build only after they've made the team?
Camaraderie is built over time, you know, because you're going to have a guy that comes in. You're going to, like, for instance, we'll have an offensive lineman come in, and we don't like him. You know what I'm saying? And then if the coaches come to you and say, we need to, they used to come to me in Santana all the time, and they say, hey, we like this guy, but we don't know how good he is. I want you to put the business on. and me and Santana sent a lot of them packing because they wasn't what they thought they were. You see what I'm saying?
Put the business on.
But a lot of them stayed, you know what I'm saying? But that's how you build camaraderie, by going through the wars, in-house wars, like with your brother or your sister, y'all always at each other, you know, but at the end of the day, we all your love family. Each other. We got one common goal.
So let me ask you, Gilbert, then it's different now, because back when you were playing, you know, it was much more physical during these camps and all these.
Oh, my God, yes.
Do you think they've done the right
thing? Powder puff right now.
Well, do you think they've done the right thing by taking all that physicality out? Do you think it's hurt the game in the long run?
No, I mean, it's longevity now, Earl. If they keep doing it this way, you can play longer. If you keep doing it the way we were, you will not. You know what I'm saying? I think I could have played 15, 20 years during if we had this schedule. Because the wear and tear on your body and practice which is 6 days or basically 6 days out the week. And the seventh is like game day, where you're like, oh, I could play a game and relax now.
So you mean to tell me, man, you cats were hitting that many days a week?
Earl, training camp was a month long. Training camp was you hitting at 8:30 in the morning. Your bones don't wake up at 8:30 in the morning. Right. Do you hear what I'm saying? Oh my God, Earl. So it's a whole different game compared to physicality.
So right now. So did they ever back in your day put the number one offense against the number one defense? They never did that.
Oh, absolutely. Mike Holmgren did that a lot. Certain situations, because he got to see who his dogs are. And we enjoyed it because now we get to hit the number one dude, except Brett Favre.
Yeah,
don't touch Brett Favre.
But they're running the risk of injuries.
Yes, but injuries is going to happen. You can't be scared to that you're going to lose somebody, Earl. That's just the way of the game.
But that's the way they do it today.
Yeah, today they don't really.
They got all that
money. They might go ones on ones, but they might do it in shorts.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. They ain't going to go full tilt like we used to, ones on ones. You know what I'm saying? Because we had to find out who the guy was that we're going to go into battle with. That's the only way you're going to find out. Letting them do it in shorts ain't gonna give you nothing.
Well, but that's okay. So, but that's what they're doing today. They must.
That's what they're doing today. They found a way. That's what I'm saying. There's a way. It's just like boxing. It's just like anything. They find a better way to get the job done.
Yeah, and
just like no one told us about concussions,
right?
Until now,
right?
You see what I'm saying? Stinger. Yeah. Oh, you got a stinger. Go take two plays off. Come back.
So that's what they were calling the stinger back then. It's concussion.
Stinger
today.
Was a concussion, man. Your bell rung was a concussion,
right,
man.
Right, I remember that.
But they didn't tell us that.
They
you
didn't
see what
know
saying?
Though, right? They didn't have the
information. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding?
I'm assuming they didn't know the information, Gilbert.
They knew the information. They had the specialists and doctors then and now. That's why I went to when I had to go to the doctor to get my head checked out. I asked the doctor. I said, "Doctor, has the brain changed from 1929 to 2023?" He said, "No, it has not." I said, "Oh, okay, all right then."
Yeah. So, you know, man.
Plain and simple.
Yeah, it's
CTE is for real.
Yeah, it's not.
It's for real.
It is not.
But I ain't complaining, Earl. I ain't complaining. If we knew, if we didn't knew, we stupid. So we'd have done it all again.
That was your love for it.
Because of love of the game, man. Yeah. You put that taste in somebody's mouth, you can't get it out.
You know, man, I loved it. I love the game today. You know, and and we'll always love it. Because there's nothing like the game, man.
Ain't nothing like it, man. When you go against another man and whoop his ass. You probably ain't had that pleasure. You probably got your ass whooped.
Come on, man. I did all right, I guess.
You did. Hey, Earl, I commend anybody that put on a helmet and kept it on.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way.
Hey, man, we got to run. Good talking to you, my friend.
Same here, brother.
Yeah, we'll be back on the gridiron next week.
Next week, next Monday.
Yeah, all right.
More capers.
All right,
okay, brother. Calvin, I'll holler at you.
That's the Gravedigger. Got to go to the break. 844-967-2789. See you later. We out.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cows' milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Join us in thanking our farmers by celebrating June Dairy Month for the Civic.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.